The photographer Lydia Panis has a new exhibition of her work on view in the new exhibition space of Soft Machine Gallery, 101 Ridge Avenue in Allentown. Imminent Fear is on view now through January 5th. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. In the summer and fall preceding the 2004 presidential election, Lydia Panis interviewed 50 people about their fears, asking them 19 questions on the nature of fear. The questions were open-ended to allow individuals to answer them as they wished. The questions were both personal and universal. They touched upon people's beliefs about themselves and how they see the world. The resulting film is a distillation of those interviews, and it's currently on view now through January 5th at Soft Machine Gallery. Photographer Lydia Panis.
You know, I question myself all the time. I'm always wondering, why did I do this? Why do I like that?
Was it because these questions, you put this inquiry together during an election period when things were ramped up, and there was a pretty high fear quotient on that as well. Is that what caused you to decide to go into this idea?
I think that was the thought. It was the 2004 election, and there was so much fear being sort of thrown around in all kinds of different ways. And frankly, it seemed sort of silly to me. What interested me very much was why people were reacting to it so much. When I started to think about fear, I started to think about fear that way at the same time that I'd been thinking about my own fears, which had really nothing to do with the red alerts and the color alerts for the election. I was thinking about how fear can be such a motivating factor, at the same time can be also a very diminishing factor. And where do those two things intersect, and how do you balance them? How do you keep them balanced so that you can use fear to your advantage, which I feel like I've done. I took it personally. It was like, you know, I'm afraid of all these things, and how can I deal with these things? Because I feel like these things keep me from moving forward. So I started looking at my own fears, and the more in depth I looked at my own fears, the more I was able to say, I can quantify that in a sense, and so I can kind of move forward. You know, I have this little postcard on my bulletin board at home, and it says, do something you're afraid of every day. And I try to. And it's kind of amazing what it does for you when you can look into your fear and examine it, and how it actually lets you push it aside.
And to dissect this, you put together a fear quotient, in a sense. You had them answer each a bunch of specific questions. How did you come up with the list?
I mean, I guess there were fears that I thought about. The questions are things like, does fear stop you from doing things? Does it stop you from moving forward with your life? Can it motivate you? They were all my questions. They were the questions that I would think about. Some of them were also, you know, are you afraid of terrorism, which was part of the agenda with the election. So I mixed and matched.
And do I ask a whole bunch of different questions like that? You get a better handle on the elephant in the room?
Yeah. There were 19 questions. I asked everybody the same 19 questions in the same order. I put them in a very specific order where they kind of built. They would go from something like, does fear sort of generally, does it stop you from doing things, to what do you think other people fear, to do you fear death, do you fear aging, things that I thought were fairly universal. Then we moved into, do you fear nothingness, do you fear doubt? Do you fear peace? And then, do you fear conflict? Do you think fear and conflict are related? Which then took us into terrorism. Are you afraid of terrorism? I asked, why do you think the United States is in this conflict in Iraq? Because it was during the very heights of the Iraqi war. But what I was doing was basically getting people warmed up and comfortable speaking till the very last question, the 19th question, was what do you fear? And by then, after about half an hour or 40 minutes or so, they were pretty relaxed. That I think they'd sort of thought about it and mulled it over enough that they were able to kind of say pretty interesting things. My video piece is very edited. I've used different questions for different people. It kind of goes all over the place depending on what people connect it to, because I think people also connect to different questions, and I found that people would answer one question more in depth than another, and that depended on different personalities.
Your questions and your leading up to a specific goal sounds almost like how you set up to do a photograph. You talk about getting them very comfortable, just kind of letting people mull around and do their thing, not pushing them in any particular direction, not saying to go do this or that, and eventually the person starts to unfold. And it sounds like the questions kind of do the same thing.
Yeah. You know, what I try to do what I do in my still photography is I give them space to just be. That's the way I operate. And that's how I did this. That's exactly how I did this. It was a very calm and easy and comfortable situation and space. People felt like they could just talk. I made no judgments. I just listened. What I found the most interesting was their sense of how they saw themselves. I got a sense of who people thought they were by the way they answered the questions, by the way they looked at themselves, by the way they were willing to speak or not speak about certain things. It was more about how they expressed themselves than really what what they were afraid of.
The photographer, Lydia Panis. Lydia Panis's video, Imminent Fear, is on view in Soft Machine Gallery now through January 5th. Their new location is 101 Ridge Avenue in Allentown. Their phone number for more information is 484-838-4252. More information also available at softmachinegallery.com. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.